Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Wave FM's Jay, Strainey, and now Damien Leith.
Welcome along to the podcast. Hey, do you want to have a beer today?
I'd love a beer.
Where do you want to go?
I'll go anywhere. Well, what are you recommending?
Well, I went to the TBH the other day, to Rodgy Beach Hotel.
Oh, the TBH.
Or maybe we could go to the Ostermere Pub.
Oh,
you know, the Headlands Hotel up there?
I do indeed, yeah.
Or we could just go home and really get day drunk.
Oh, like Morgan Evans style?
Yeah,
find a bottle of champagne belonging to your grandfather and drink
right.
that as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, a bottle of champagne belonging to your grandfather.
Well, that's
worth a lot.
That's what the song's all about.
The Morgan Evans song, the bottom line says, hey, listen, remember that bottle of champagne or that your dad did? Let's drink it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll recoup later on.
And they got day drunk.
Man.
I mean, it's only one bottle of champagne, please.
How do you get day drunk? I mean, I probably would now because I haven't drunk for a while, but back in the day,
I wouldn't
even hit the sides.
A bottle of champagne wouldn't do it.
No way. I'd be like,
God, no.
This isn't day drunk. I'm not even day tipsy.
How many do you reckon you could have before you were really day
bottles
drunk?
Bottles of champagne?
Yeah.
Three.
Three bottles of champagne.
Yeah.
Oh. Spoken like a lady who's experienced it.
A girlfriend of mine once, we had a night together and we drank between us 9 bottles of champagne.
Wow, that's a big night on the
side.
Only in a night.
In a night.
You know, there's nothing better than going to a bowling club. And there was a bowling club I used to go to in Newcastle and it overlooked Merriweather Beach. And it was Bar Beach Bowling Club. It had one of the best views and their bowling greens were right up the top. And the club was down. So you'd have to walk upstairs to get to the bowling green. So the bowlers got a great view, but so did the people sitting in the club. I've never been more day drunk in all my life. It was one of the greatest days ever.
You were day drunk and barefoot.
Absolutely right. That's what we haven't done in a while. Barefoot bowls.
Oh,
let's do that.
I love that.
Did we do that for our Christmas party last
Damien
year?
Damien scrunched his nose up.
I don't like feet. I'm not a fan of feet.
You're not touching my feet.
Yeah, but you know, it's just that whole idea of sitting around with people and you're just looking at their feet all day long.
I wouldn't be looking at your feet. I don't care about your feet.
That's the point of barefoot bowls. It's not till you take your shoes off and stare at each other's feet.
I don't know. The feet, the sausages, they put me off it.
We're not talking dicks. What are you talking dicks for now? Sausages. What do you mean sausages?
Well, sausage fingers or
toes? Like sausage toes.
I've got fingers for toes. I got bony fingers.
Well, that's because she's always wearing those Birkenstock stupid things, and so you see her, you know, what do you call them, mank feet, the things
I've
that we're in.
I've got fingers for toes. They're like really bony
Lord of the Rings.
Toes.
So she's from
like a hobbit.
She's a hobbit.
Got hobbit feet.
He does too.
Like he really does. They're like size 12.
Feet.
They're flat and they've got a bit of hair on the top. They look like hobbit feet. Like, honestly, he could have been a foot. He could have been a foot standing for Frodo in Lord of the Rings.
If I was barefoot bowling and I caught one glance at that, that'd be all right. I'm out of here.
Really?
I don't want to see some hairy toes. Thank you very much.
Says the man who has got the bluest skin in the world.
Hey, we're not talking about blue skin. We're talking about hairy toes.
I want to see your feet now.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking them off.
Take them off.
No.
Take your shoes off.
No, I'm not taking them.
Take your shoes off, or we're not letting you out of the studio.
I'm not taking them off.
Take your freaking shoes off.
I'm not taking them off.
Take your shoes off.
It ain't happening. I've got to tell you, I'm starting to get to know this area a lot better.
Yeah.
The Illawarra, and I'm loving it, okay?
You've been here, 2 months now?
2 months. Yeah. Absolutely loving it. We're making a point of trying to get out to all the different suburbs and really get to know them. We went to Bulleye the other day, and Bulleye's gorgeous. Mm. Really, really nice. Yeah, we went down to the beach. We went down to the sea pools, you know?
The rock pools there.
Yeah, where you can do laps and all the rest and get the seawater. Now, I wasn't swimming. I was just trying to tan the white legs, you know? That's what I was doing. I was just,
get the white beacons
I was getting the white lights out there, the lightsabers, just putting them out there, getting a bit of sunshine. Kids were down in the little pool area. And I noticed that they were distracted. They were looking at something. So I thought I'd get up and check out what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez, I freaked out.
What
I'm looking at all three kids and they're holding what looks like a turd in their hand.
Like a poo?
Yeah, and you know when these sort of things happen, you immediately dart around, you see that there's little baby kids all splashing around in the baby pool, and well, obviously one of them's
done it.
One of them's just let one out.
Let a submarine go.
It just snuck out, and now my kids are there holding it in their hands. Look what we've found.
So they all have one each.
They're like, it's exotic. Yeah,
man,
it's
that
exotic.
Baby must have been eating a lot.
All right, turns out it was not a turd.
What was it?
It was a sea slug. Have you ever seen a sea slug?
No. What's a sea slug?
Well, look, I'd never seen a sea slug before. They're little black kind of, well, this one happened to be black, like a turd-like looking thing.
Yeah.
It's a slug. It looks like a slug.
It's just like, it's a giant slug, though.
Well, they vary in size. Yeah. They can get to the size of a little dog.
And your kids are holding it. Did you never teach your kids not to pick up random animals in the ocean?
Well, Kiki not only was picking up a random animal, she's petting it. She's petting a sea slug. This is disgusting. You wouldn't pick up a normal slug and pet it, would you?
No, husband's got a war against them at the moment. They get thrown over the fence for the chickens.
Slugs are dangerous. I think sea slugs aren't too bad. I don't know if
any slugs are dangerous, but they're not up there on, like, you know, the 10 most venomous animals in Australia,
They're dangerous, all right? When you step on a sea slug or any sort of slug, you know all about it. And I'm freaking out and I said, okay, guys, put them back in the water, okay? As it turns out, all three of them had a slug in their hand. Kiki's petting hers. The boys have got their slug.
She's named it.
This is Harry the sea slug. I'm like, well, put Harry back in his home, all right? It's disgusting. Last night, Kiki comes up to me. She says, Dad, I'm after putting together my Santa list.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's that time of the year.
And it's all sorts of nice little things, fidgets and this, that and the other and a doll. And then lo and behold, right at the bottom, sea slug.
Sea slug? God, no.
I'm telling you, if Santa brings a sea slug, he can get back to the North Pole. There will be no sea slugs in our house this Christmas. Not unless we're eating it.
Oh, God. We have had snails before.
It's got to be the same. Put a bit of garlic sauce on it. We're home free.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Talking about getting catapulted back into your past, we have been talking about those jingles from your childhood that whenever you hear them, they catapult you back. Cotty's Cordial was the one for me. It takes me back to my childhood when I used to run around the backyard in nothing but stubbies. What is it for you, Tina? You grew up in Australia. What iconic Australian jingle really takes you back to when you were younger?
Oh, then obviously the most, the most iconic is Happy Little Vegemite. When I think about it, I think, oh, my God, that really is an intrinsic part of Australian culture, and Vegemite still plays a role in my life.
South Nowra, Shelley, what brings you right back to your childhood?
The Kids Alive Do the Five. Oh. Everybody in Australia knows that song, whether young or old, and it's such a vital song for us living on the coast in Australia. A lot of people having pools and we're so close to the beach, so the Kids Alive Do the Five.
Yeah, I like
That's
it. Hang
right.
on.
That was that Lori Lawrence song,
yes.
wasn't it?
We tracked it down. Shut
the gate. Oh, yeah. Teach your kids to
swim. It's great. Yes, great. Supervise. Watch your mates. Shelley, that's a good one. You're right. You know, it is pretty vital
is
for us.
Yeah, a good one.
Yeah, good on you, Shelley.
At this time of year.
You wouldn't believe who's given us a call.
Who?
Lori Lawrence. The man who came up with Kids Alive Do the Five.
Oh, Lori, awesome. We were just playing your jingle.
Good on you. Just keep hammering that. Hammer it.
With your jingle, Kids Alive Do the Five, how did you come up with it?
It's a long story, but I had a young bloke living in a little hut across on our property on the Sims. This young fellow was there and he was a musician. I came up with the words thanks to a poet, Robert Raftery. He gave us a bit of a hand. Fence the pool, shut the gate, teach your kids to swim. It's great. So you know the jingle.
Yeah.
And I said to this young fella, any chance of putting this to music for me? He said, sure, sure. So he got together with his guys, put it together. But you know what? This young bloke wrote the music for George Thorogood's Get Your Hair Cut and Get a Real Job.
Oh, wow.
There you go. So,
here it is again for those that don't remember it. I know we played it just a little while back, but here it is again.
Let's sing the song. Let's sing
the song. Yeah.
Shut the gate.
Shut the gate.
Teach your kids to swim. It's great.
Supervise.
Supervise.
Watch your mates.
Watch your mates. And learn how to resuscitate.
It's alive.
Such an important message this time of year, Laurie, isn't it?
The drowning season's approaching fast, mate. Summer's when most of the drownings occurred. But I'll tell you, thanks to stations like yourself who push the water safety message,
We've taken drownings since the year 2000 from 63 down to 12 last year, which is unbelievable. But 12 is a busload of kids. And it's kids, it's families that won't see those little ones ever again.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's why our goal is zero preschool drownings. And do you know what? I think we can get there.
You're exactly right, Laurie. It's a great message. And mate, you're an absolute legend. We really do appreciate your time. And we're glad that you're enjoying your time up there in sunny Queensland.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Wave FM's Jay, Straney, and now Damien Leith.
You know that it's 17 years since I arrived to Australia. 17.
Are you a resident?
Yeah, I'm a citizen.
You're a citizen? Yeah. Oh, you're a bona fide Australian.
100%. 17 years. This year, actually roughly now, is 17 years since I first arrived over here. This skinny Irish fella, very pale looking skin.
What's the first thing that struck you when you arrived?
Well, probably the most staggering thing was as I was flying into Australia, came in by a Perth direction.
All right, yeah.
And I remember turning around to Ireland and saying, we're in Australia. Yes, we're in Australia. 5 hours later, that's when we got off the plane. Yeah. 5 hours of, it's a big country. Yeah. That was the first thing I noticed. You think you're in Australia and then you're flying for quite a long, long time. Yeah. You have a meal, you watch a movie, you still haven't landed yet. You're still over Australia.
You have your breakfast, you watch another movie.
<That's>
the whole thing. Yeah. Look, I mean, in 17 years, it's been absolutely amazing. And I've really, I've adjusted to the country. Yeah. There's
you clearly like it because you're now a citizen.
I love it. Absolutely.
Is there anything like that really blew your mind, though?
The spiders when I first arrived over, I know it sounds like a pretty general sort of thing, but for an Irish person arriving in Australia, the biggest thing we've got in Ireland are daddy long legs, and they're pretty big at the best of times.
No, they are not pretty big. They are tiny. You can't even see their legs. That's how little they are.
Yeah, skinny legs.
Yeah.
They're skinny legs. Along comes a huntsman, scares the life out of every Irish person when they meet their first huntsman. It's like it's a moment in time.
Oh, do you see?
You got to blink your eyes to take a photograph of it, so you remember it forevermore.
They're huge. They're like the size of dinner plates.
I saw a huntsman one time eating a mouse.
A full mouse. For somebody who thinks a daddy long legs is big, no wonder you were shocked.
Yes, this big tarantula looking thing that's on the wall. And then Australians say, don't worry, mate. Wouldn't harm you.
Leeds, little white mice, little white Irishmen, so look out.
Looks like it would hurt me. Looks like it would bite the head off me if it wanted. Yeah, anyway, but look, at 17 years, I absolutely love it. There's all sorts of things coming up. People are shocked about Australia. The chocolate. I found chocolate strange when I first arrived.
Chocolate?
Yeah, well, chocolate's different here.
How's it different? It's good. It's got a glass and a half of full cream dairy milk in it.
Oh, well. Wow.
Cadbury's is anything to go by.
You work for Cadbury's. But the biggest shock of all was you don't drink Foster's.
Oh, that's not a shock.
No.
Foster's is crap.
Yeah, no, it's not a shock for Australia.
Foster's was one of my favourite beers in Ireland.
Yeah, we love it.
I came over here expecting to get it cheaper. Don't get it at all.
No, because we export it because it tastes so yuck.
Well, look, suffice to say, after 17 years, I'm loving it. It's a gorgeous country and great place to call home, despite all the huntsmen and spiders and
the killer spiders and
the snakes in the garden and all these other kind of random things.
Hey, you know what?
And the sea slugs.
The sea slugs. Oh, they're massive. Beach.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
David, right. Have you ever played shops with your kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kiki loves all that. Yeah.
Oh, Lulu's just getting into it and she's loving playing shops. And we played in the kitchen and we've got these trolleys and she pulls them out and we take turns. Okay. Someone's a shopkeeper and somebody comes and buys the groceries. And we really like it because it's a good way to educate her about money.
Money and I love it. And it is. It's good for kids.
Yeah.
Any age.
And we've got this like fake Australian money that's got all the Australian notes and coins.
Is it counterfeit?
It's counterfeit, but it does have written across it, this is a fake money.
All right,
you can't go take it down to the local IGA and go, hey. So I couldn't find it though when she wanted to play shops over the weekend. So I'm like, oh, I can't find any money, sweetie. I don't know how we're going to play shops. And then I remembered that Alani had given me a lot of her shrapnel and she always has copious amounts of $5 and $10 notes.
Uh-huh.
And so she's like, Mum, can I borrow your key card and I'll give you some cash?
Oh.
So I end up with my wallet bulging with notes and shrapnel. So I'm like, oh, we'll just use that out of my wallet.
Ooh, high risk maneuver.
So we got it out and we're playing shops. And first I got to be the shopkeeper and Lulu came and bought bought all this stuff. And then she's like, all right, my turn, my turn. So we switched over and I was buying stuff and she was the shopkeeper.
Oh, very
and
good.
I went there to get my shopping for the week. And then she's like, kept asking for more money and more money. And I'm like, oh, can I have an onion? Mm-hmm. And she's like, $20 off.
$20?
It's a bit steep.
Wow, is this like...
Is this a golden onion?
It must be golden. It's obviously it's filled with some sort of nutrients that no one's ever come across.
That's right. Does this onion peel itself?
Wow.
Is it tear-free? What is it? But anyway, so I got an onion
I'd pay
for 20
bucks for a tear-free onion.
Oh, you would, wouldn't you? I would. That's all. So I got two onions, so that was $40. And then she had half a juice there, and she's like, oh, I said, oh, can I have a drink? So she bought me over the half juice, and I'm like, do you have any that aren't drunk and don't have floaties in them?
She's like, no.
I'm like, how much is that? And she's like, $30.
$30. Well, I mean... Look, it's
a bargain.
So it is half-drunken drink.
So I ended up giving her that, and I'm like, here, $70. I ended up giving her, and then she was like, okay, I finish now. I go home, bye.
Oh.
Closed the shop, left.
Oh, that was it?
With my money.
Oh, nicely played,
Lulu.
She
went into a room, closed the door, and she wouldn't give me back my money. I'm like, hang on, Lulu, that's my money. She goes, no, that's my money. I'm the shopkeeper.
You got played. You weren't played. You got played. That's exactly what happened here.
So $70 bought me two onions and a half a cup of juice with some floaties in it.
Wow, I tell you, those onions, they've got to be delicious. They've really got to be delicious. Oh, my goodness. She ripped you off. She saw you coming. You got hustled by your daughter.
Oh, no, I'm never playing shops again.
I know exactly where she learned. Directly from her mother.
She learned from the best.
Wave FM's Jaden Straney. Now with Damien Leaf.
Oh, hello.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.